Meanwhile, we got Elon Musk saying that his Neuralink brain implant will replace phones. Who needs to worry about cell phones creating tumors in your brain? He'll make a tumor with his Neuralink right there. Just put threads into your brain. You've already got the beginning of a tumor. My son says, well, the main thing all the members of your organization have in common is that they're gullible enough to fall for the climate propaganda to an extreme extent. Don't expect any competence from these people. Yeah, that's right. They really don't know which way the wind is blowing. So, yeah, isn't that amazing? And don't you think it's totally worth it to have an operation and to put something with like wires sticking down in your brain so that you can control your mouse with your thoughts, or so that you can make a phone call with your thoughts? It's so 2020 to have a cell phone that you actually hold in your hand or something, isn't it? I mean, you want to have that direct Neuralink thing. he's still looking for that killer app. Or maybe he does have it. Maybe that implant thing is a killer app. Maybe it'll, I don't know, but that's the most ridiculous thing I've seen. And yet, even as he's saying that you could use Neuralink, his Neuralink, to make phone calls, he's warning people about electronic voting machines. Well, I absolutely agree, and I've been talking about that for a long time before the MAGA crowd discovered it. I'd been talking about it in terms of local elections. We'd covered local elections where there was concern about the auditing process under the Texas Constitution. You're supposed to have images that are preserved of this stuff, but we had the guy who ran the Board of Elections, somebody that Rick Perry brought in from Hillary Clinton's Rose law firm, or the one, it wasn't her law firm, but she worked for it. Brought this guy in and put him in charge of the Board of Elections. And he would, every year, every election year, he would send out stuff to all of the different boards of elections at the county levels and tell them to ignore the Texas Constitution that says you got to keep a visual image of this stuff. Ah, don't worry about that this year. Yeah. And every year he would do that. And so, when I went to talk to him, sure, he'll come down. Press here to talk to him. He starts coming down the steps, and I've got the microphone with a flag on it saying who I'm with. And he sees that, and he goes, no, no, no. And he goes back up the steps, and he runs away. That's the story of my life, I guess. Anyway, can't get anybody to talk to me. I can't get on YouTube, any of these places. He understands the problem with these electronic voting machines. He said the risk of being hacked by humans or AI, while small, is still too high. And of course, the most recent one of these is in Puerto Rico. And the vote counts that were happening there, they're reviewing their contract with Dominion after a software issue caused machines supplied by Dominion to miscalculate vote totals. The vote counts, according to the AP, Associated Propaganda, vote counts reported by Dominion machines were lower than paper counts in some cases. And some machines reversed totals or reported zero votes for some candidates. Oh, well, no problem there. I'm sure it's just a little bit of a software problem, don't you think? I said, I'd been covering this topic for quite some time. I had talked about how outrageous it was that we're still that they're adding these electronic voting machines in. I said, you realize one of the first companies, Smartmatic, was created in Venezuela by three pals of Hugo Chavez so they could rig the election, and they rigged every election from there on for Hugo Chavez. And then when they started selling Smartmatic in other countries, we had, just like you're seeing here in Puerto Rico, they had big controversies and lawsuits and legislative hearings about how it was all wrong. The vote totals were wrong for particular elections. That happened in the Philippines. It happened in Brazil. It happened in Mexican provinces and everything. Now we got Puerto Rico we can add to it. And Puerto Rico did this test. And they said, this is so messed up, I think we're not going to use this stuff. Just go back to paper ballots and election observers. Both parties in Puerto Rico reported hundreds of ballots showing inaccurate results They had over 700 errors from that was reported by one political party. The other political party pointed to 350 discrepancies. These inaccuracies affect the ballots for positions including governor, mayor, and resident commissioner, all up and down the ballot. And as Elon Musk pointed out, the chances of it being hacked or having softwares are just, even though they are rare, right? Rare. It's kind of like a Boeing 737 MAX. Hey, we only had two of these things crash out of 8,200. But that's too many, and same thing with this. Following the discrepancies, the Elections Commission conducted a full vote tally, and they audited paper receipts from hundreds of ballot counting machines, after which Ombudsman Edwin Feliciano called the incident a threat to the island's electoral system. That was his word, a threat. And he called on the governor and the island's federal control board that oversees the island's finances to establish a plan to improve election security. You know, we have one organization that does exit polls everywhere for every news organization. And so this one organization does all the exit polling, and they give this, we hear the news reported from ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News, CNN, all the rest of the stuff. They're all getting it from the same company. Now, this same company, when, they're doing the exit polling, they'll ask people information about them. Male or female? Or are you some other gender? they'll ask them this kind of stuff. They might ask them some stuff about their education or something. We always see this reported in these exit polls. They will always give us these demographic cross tabulations. Well, people who are middle class with a college education went for candidate A more than went for candidate B, that type of thing. You've seen that over and over again, right? Why don't they ever tell you the full information? Just instead of breaking it down by demographic crosstabs, tell me when you did your exit polling, how it worked out for candidate A and candidate B overall. They know that. They know that. But they only give you the demographic tabulation. See, our State Department, when it looks at whether or not it was a legitimate election, they look at the exit polls versus the reported results. And if they differ by more than 5 percentile points, they say the election was rigged. If you want to know if the American election is rigged, it's a very simple solution. You just subpoena that company that did the exit polls. I've been saying this from the very beginning. Yeah, you want to show that whether or not this is a rigged election in 2020? Use the same standard that the State Department uses for foreign elections. Subpoena this company and say, show us your exit totals, your exit poll totals for these different places, and let's total them up and see how they compare. It's real simple, but they won't do that, right? They won't do that because it's got to keep it. They want to have it. They don't want honest elections. They want elections that they can win, elections that they can steal.
The common man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project, to make sure the commoners own nothing, and the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. thedavidknightshow.com.